today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Has she been in touch with the Disney Corporation to build an audio animatronic Carla?
Yeah.
Now it's too expensive, Rob.
It's cost prohibitive, is what it is. Oh, yes.
There was a time where we were going to get that Lincoln statue from Hall of Presidents.
The old one?
At dirt cheap, and she was going to put like a blonde wig on it, take the beard off, and it was just going to be a very tall, long-faced assistant. But that didn't work, unfortunately.
You know your facial's about to begin when the assistant stands up.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm embarrassed to say back when I was at the peak of my earning power,
the answer would have been yes.
When I was doing
that's
well.
That's a great memory.
But it was foolish throwing money away.
It's nice to have had than never had at all.
There was one time I did that.
Wow.
I did that. Probably marriage. Probably the marriage. I don't think I'd make that commitment, but you know, she cast a spell on me, Oscar. So it could have happened at any time, you know.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I will start with a positive, and then we'll get right to the negative energy that I know you love and crave on the Mike O'Mara Show. I think it's important, and it just happened a second ago. It aroused and stirred up all my insecurities. Oscar and I will be talking about a very interesting slant on the Netflix series, The Crown. So let me get right to the greatest bus driver of all time. And I would like to send this out to Linda, who is Michael's bus driver. And I would like to say, Linda, it is not lost on me, and I know you don't listen to the show, but perhaps I can tell you to listen to my show, and I would like to say this to you publicly, that there are people that go about their jobs with a great deal of energy and effort, and you are among that group. You are someone who is dedicated, beyond dedicated, to doing your job at the highest possible level, and you are the best school bus driver that it's ever been my experience to see, and I did that. I did that for a while. I was a bus driver, but it is not easy with traffic and with kids and with buses that have mechanical issues to be an on-time machine. And with kids.
And kids.
Linda, it is not lost on me that you are spectacular at your job. You are spectacular at your job. And I did not realize until I had a bad bus driver who was never on time. And I'm talking 20, 25 minutes, sometimes no shows.
This was last year. This was auto, right?
Last year when it was... It was auto. Hey, kids. It was lost on me how much her doing her job so in such a wonderful manner starts my day right, starts my son's day right. And having a punctual bus driver is spectacular. And I know there are people around the country who are probably understanding what I'm saying because you maybe had good experiences and bad experiences. Mm-hmm. But the fact is my son and I play a game at 7:25 in the morning when we count to 60. And we count to 60 and she's never passed 60. And it's fun to watch.
Really cool.
Oh, it's spectacular.
She's that much on a schedule that you can, at exactly 7:25, she is less than a minute away.
She was early today.
Oh, wow.
So early. She arrived before we started counting.
What is your appointed time for pickup?
7:25.
Oh, it is 7:25.
No, I'm sorry, 7:26.
All right,
perfectly. Between the 7:25 mark and the 7:26 mark. It's something to behold.
That's amazing.
And it makes my life on a daily basis better as a human being. So, Linda, I salute you. Keep doing what you're doing, and it's spectacular. And then,
Mike, let me ask you this. You know that I've always said being punctual is paramount.
Right.
And to that point, do you think that this is something that she learned when she was younger or something that she evolved into?
I think there are ways that people look at jobs, and I think there are ways that people approach jobs. Mm-hmm. And I think some people approach jobs in a way where you look at it and you say, This is what I do. I like doing it, and I'm going to take it seriously.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make sure I do it right. And then there are people that are not into it at all. And I think that that is, I don't know, the older I get, the more I appreciate people that are just doing what they do and doing it well.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I've made, and I know this, people are going to probably say, oh, Mike, all you do is bitch. Yeah, I bitch a lot, but I also, in my later years, I have begun to take note of people who, maybe it's COVID, that do their jobs at a high level because they, and they really don't have to. And it really is, I just observe. I observe the guys that are
time,
going.
Mr. Hand.
I observe the guy that's hauling a giant generator, rolling generator, over to a work site because they're working on a boardwalk that cuts through our community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not lost on me as he's hauling that along, this guy, this kid, he's about 25 years old, probably 22, 23, who says, good morning, how you doing? To me, as I'm dropping my kid off,
right.
And he's doing that. I love stuff like that. I'm just, take note. I think it's important to do that. It makes me feel good, and I hope feel good, you know?
Now that we're downtown, Mike, and there's so many more people walking around, not relative to pre-COVID-19 or the pandemic, but there are a lot more people than, I would say, Georgetown. In the middle of the day, it's the business district.
Right.
I walk by people and I say, top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning. And it seems to really brighten their day, put a pep in their step.
But the problem is he's saying it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hold on a second. You're walking the streets of D.C. in the morning and saying top of the morning?
Yeah, like I'll go to Wawa just because I like the Wawa coffee.
Sure.
And then I'll come back and I'll have a couple sips and then I'll see someone just doing their job, probably going to their office. It's probably an empty office, so I want to give them something to remember their day by, like start their day by right. And I say, top of the morning. Most times, people just look at me and spit on the floor. But I know that I'm doing my best
to
give them some joy.
I'm a big sayer of hello, but you know what? You're not getting it in Glover Park. A lot of people are averting their eyes.
No.
Mike, have you ever like brought a dog into a room after he's messed the carpet and you try to talk to it and the dog won't make eye contact with you?
Oh, it happened this morning.
Yeah, because he's
you're
ashamed.
You're actually talking about Winslow was disciplined this morning. It was hysterical. He was so disciplined
that
he actually went into his crate. That's when, because he was so depressed that he went into his secure place.
Something was up.
Yeah.
He knew.
Yeah,
he knew.
And where do you think he peed and pooped?
Yeah, yeah.
Where?
My place.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
the sanctuary.
No.
That's where he did. He went into my place. Yeah. Ears down. Brilliant dog. Ears down.
He knew he did wrong.
He screwed up. Yeah. Totally knows
but
about it.
But he doesn't get a top of the morning.
No,
he didn't get a top of the morning.
But if he does that, is he mad at you, do you think? Because a lot of times that means he's upset. If he goes into a place he associates with
you. I hope he's upset. I want him to be upset.
No, but I mean,
the
causation of him doing that, normally if he pees or poops in an area that he associates with you, it's because he's mad at you.
I think it's more an area that he can't get to because we have a little gates.
The forbidden zone.
God, I swear to God. I don't know what the timetable is. And I'm also not a good pet owner because I don't know what the process is for the formal training. And it's not just taking him out of a crate, which is called crate training, and then having him pee and poop outside. That hasn't clicked. That hasn't clicked. So I'm not sure what the next step is. I don't want to talk about my dog. I talk about my dog all the time,
Just briefly.
Is there another old-timey greeting that we could use outside of top of the morning that maybe I could try out here in the big city?
No, I think if you're using the Irish top of the morning, I think morning.
Yeah.
That's morning.
Is it because I'm not Irish that people are kind of
maybe
taking,
you should try
taking
bueno,
it back
try
by me?
Top of the morning, when I hear it come from you, top of the morning sounds jive. Yes. It sounds like you're mocking.
Yeah.
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah.
Top of the morning is an
should
Irish.
I say it,
you know,
please. Help me.
Buenos dias. Feel
why,
more natural.
Why do I? I can't use top of the morning. I have to say buenos dias.
I think top of the morning is beautiful. I think top of, but I'm sure it frightens people.
It does, and you really need to find a greeting that people associate with their initial assessment of you. For example, Mike could get away with top of the morning because he has sort of an Irish look to him. You could
top
say
top of the morning.
You could say buenos dias, and I could say.
Why is your mask on?
Yeah, why are you masking up?
I want you to
because he
how,
has that.
I want you to see how I actually give it away, give it out. I see somebody walk and they look sad, and I'm like, top of the morning.
Yeah, that's threatening. It's not good.
I have some tea that spilled on the side of my teacup.
It's threatening.
It's a little threatening. Because
this is what I say to people. I say the thing, same thing that's on my teacup. And I say this to people when I greet them when I'm out and about. Actually, I can.
But you're at least getting eye contact there. There's no eye contact in Georgetown. I have
motivational sayings on my teacups in the morning. Actually, I can.
Is that inspired by any comments that you get from people?
No, it's the teacup when I came in and I told you guys I was taking Monday off. That's when I said, actually, I can.
That's right. Of course.
And by the
you
way.
You did say that.
It's what I'm going to write back to Dirk today after I read his message. Dirk, actually, I can. Hi, Dirk. And Dirk, I am not going to make you the butt of the joke. You are a tremendous supporter of the Mike O'Mara Show. And when my feelings are hurt by you, I simply, you know, I feel like I have been let down by a friend. And I realize your intent was not to hurt.
If it was my brother's. Or do you hate Mike?
And I believe the initial poster, not liking my butterball turkey bit, which I played for my friend Ole last night.
Yeah.
And he showed his teeth laughing, and that was a great ego boost for me.
Isn't it fun when you can make people that you respect laugh?
Yes.
It's great. It's great. And he's a joyous man and a happy man. And
I had the same thing anytime I'm around him. You know? Giggled at something I said.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's great.
Nothing better.
I was like, this is great. It's great.
And I am not. It is not lost on me and my insecurities. We were talking about my family insecurities, but as far as my friends on Facebook insecurities, it's not lost on me at all that what I'm asking for is far too much. When I say that I do one of these bits, and when someone gets online and says they don't like it, and then Dirk informs me that this was this guy, Mark Kaplan was his name, his full name, that posted the thing about not liking the butterball turkey bit. That, of course, I blocked and unfriended him, and that he's the Golden Bear guy, the medical officer from the Golden Bear, who is a tremendous tremendous fan of the show.
Supporter and supporter. Such a nice
guy. Well, the magical thing is so you can be unfriended and blocked and still listen. That's great. It's fine.
Well, it's
you haven't blocked him from listening.
I'm going to reinstate him.
Really?
I have a question. Him.
Not Joel Leonard, though. That's a two strikes, you're out. That's the Mike O'Mara rule.
He has such
Joel.
A crush on Oscar, that guy.
Let me tell Mike what a club DJ really does. You know, Mike got it wrong. I don't care. Shut up. Yes, Oscar. Yes.
Ralph Rice of your Washington Capitals wrote in. He said, what about good morning, f***ers?
Yeah, that's another good greeting.
I fried. How you doing, Fries, buddy? Fried's funny. How you doing, Fried? Fried's a good guy. Yes, sirree. I am aware of this, but I won't get my wish. It will never be a situation where there won't be criticism with what we do. It happens. It's part of the territory.
Yeah.
I just, you know, when I have people that have reached out to me that I've had personal contact with, in Dirk's case, multiple, you know, dining experiences, including one-on-one. In my hometown, I get hurt. My feelings, my skin is is thinner with those people. And so
You've let them inside the circle,
the circle of friendship.
Exactly.
That's what it is. So the
perimeter of pals.
When they breach the perimeter.
Don't breach it
for sure.
No, it's just, I don't pile on with the people that are, you know, help me out here. I look at the fan club as this. I look at it as a, cheerleading place.
Yes.
Sorry, I do. That's what I. It's not always, but it's what I like. What I'd like it to be. You know, I would like that to be.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, let me do this. And I'm sure Dirk wouldn't mind if I shared his personal message to me yesterday.
All right.
Because it was
sweet.
Yeah.
Can you do it in the Dirk voice?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. I'm just bringing it up there.
Yeah.
And by the way, when I'm connected to you guys, my computer goes a little funny. So the quote yesterday. About the guy that didn't like Mark Kaplan, who wrote that he didn't like the butterball turkey bit. Dirk wrote, I get why many like it, but it's not my cup of tea, to each their own. I never found a comedian who made me laugh at every joke, except perhaps for George Carlin. So that's the thing. That's his original contribution to the thread.
Oh, the thread, of course.
That's what I was talking about yesterday.
So
he was sending me this. He said, Mark Kaplan, and a bit of medical office. I thought your comedy structure using him was a great concept. Thanks, Dirk. Anyway, so that's
Mike,
it.
Can and we talk more about the comedy structure?
Dirk said, glad you had fun with it. Anytime I can be the butt of the joke, I am up for it. Bet
like
you can
that.
Do
like
something
that.
With that isolation. I don't know. What
I like
mean?
That.
Does he mean I isolate like this little, that, the butt of the joke?
Yes, yes. Means. But I also like that people like, go ahead, do what you want. Do your best.
Yeah, let me get out the blueprints of the joke for the construction.
I mean,
and we'll see.
And not just fan, but personally, he's been kind to my family and I and great promoting the show. And I'm fine with that. I just have I don't like that I have a thin skin. I don't like it at all. You know, but I mean and then, by the way, that bit with the Butterball Turkey Hotline, to explain it to somebody for the first time, you got to be kind of a listener of this show, because it's like, there's this guy, he's a reporter. So for my buddy Oli, not only did I play him the Butterball Turkey bit, I played him the original Dirk, the Dick Oliver clip with the Anchorman in New York. Then I played him the Bill Hader bit. And then I said, and that's the guy that I'm having called the Butterball Turkey Hotline. And setting it up that way was a little bit much.
Wasn't the Jim Ryan tape from like 1994?
Long time ago.
So we've got like a quarter of a century backstory to get to the Butterball thing. And the people that have been with us that long, I think those are the people that dig it because they're invested in it and they see the roots of the bit.
The people that dig it have that cruel mean streak that you and I have, and Oscar has.
Yes.
That prank calling. The people that don't dig it are nice people. They're nice people. They're too nice, and they don't like it because it's really it's screwing around with another human being.
But
we celebrated that person because she did her job
wonderfully,
in an exemplary fashion, like the bus driver.
But Dirk says the only comic that ever made him laugh with everything was George Carlin. And that was
a dig.
Well, yeah, but George Carlin.
I'm sorry, that was a slight. I mean, not that I expect that what my little crap that I do here rises to that level, but in my little world, I try to do my job well.
But George Carlin is very angry, and a lot of his stuff is tinged with meanness.
Mm-hmm. No, that was just
it is dark.
Yeah.
At times.
Yeah.
That was just
at least you have family, Mike.
That's right.
That was just the ramblings of a man who wants to sleep with my wife. That's all that was. That's all that was.
He wants to lay with her, Mike.
He wants to lay with her.
Yes.
He does indeed.
Yes.
And,
lay with
me. And it gets me, and I don't know, I fight on a daily basis my insecurities, and then Oscar pops in today, and Oscar's got me watching The Crown, and Oscar had a bell go off in his head where he said, oh my God, your relationship with your family is like the royals. And I said, yes, it is. Yes, it is. You are spot on with that. I am the commoner. I am the commoner. I've always been the commoner. Whether I was making money or not, I am the commoner. And, that's like, for example, if I can walk, down to the dock up in Maine, and there's a group of three people, including maybe one or two of my family members, and they're all going,
oh, they speak Dirk.
No, stop. Enough with Dirk. Okay, we're done with Dirk. We're done with Dirk, Rob.
Done.
Yeah. We moved on to Maine.
Jesus. Just trying to negotiate this. Sometimes my mind just can't handle it. It's so minor, and we're such small potatoes, but sometimes my mind can't handle it, and I wanted to move past Dirk. So they'll be talking in a circle down by the dock, and I'll be like, Michael!
Oh, boy.
The conversation completely stops. Well, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
Because the commoner has arrived. The DJ has arrived. The freak has arrived at the dock.
The simple freak?
A freak. Yes. We'll see you dinner Friday night? Yeah. Dinner Saturday? Yes, we'll see you dinner. Michael, are you available Tuesday morning for breakfast?
There's a scene. Maybe it might be episode 6 where the queen, the queen's mother, and the sister are all sitting at the breakfast table, and they're talking about Diana.
Right,
and they're basically maybe we're too hard, and then the queen sister says, "No, she will bend or she will break," and then they just move on.
All right, so the question, since we're talking about it now, we haven't talked about it all yet. Do you believe that the Netflix portrayal of the royal family in the era of Diana, which is what they're focusing on,
exactly,
and it is great television? Is there? I realize that these people through hundreds of years of breeding have
inbreeding
and inbreeding have a certain way. Do you think that they were that horrible at the way they lived their lives? Do you think they were that despicable? I think it goes with the territory.
Okay, so sidebar and spoiler alert.
Okay.
This is one episode that you can still get through, and it'll make a lot more sense now that I'm sharing this with you. There is a side of the family that has been hidden away that you'll find out later in the season because they have they're not perfect. They have some genetic disorder that they grew up with. So you find
Wait. Are you talking about later in the season? This particular season?
Yeah.
So you're ahead.
Yes,
you're ahead of
season.
Me.
I'm in.
All right.
What did you happen to know
and
the
it's not
episode
spoiling
number?
Anything.
Okay.
Might be 7, 8.
Is it when they find out they're related to Bing Crosby's kids?
Hey, we're going to head over to the palace now and have a little orange juice. For those of you that want to know what we're talking about a television series on Netflix called The Crown. It's fascinating because it picks up with the most fascinating modern chapter of the royal family, which is the Diana era.
Is it an Anglophile?
Anglophile, yeah.
You don't have to be an Anglophile to watch it.
No.
You just have to know Princess Diana and know this is the story of Charles and his courtship with her and his marriage to her and the way they rolled as a royal family. And Helena Bonham Carter is the, playing Princess Margaret, the sister of Queen Elizabeth, is the greatest at being the snob of all of them. Mm-hmm. And I wonder when I'm watching that, were they really as despicable, do you think, as people, as they are portrayed in this particular,
there
television series?
There are redeeming qualities to every character, which you will soon find.
This is true. Excellent hygiene.
This is true.
The family, if you're a historian, you know this by now, but you will see it firsthand as it's depicted within the series, is that they hid away anyone that wasn't perfect in the bloodline and actually wrote them out of history at one point, saying that they were dead in a mental institution because they did not want the public to think that the bloodline to the king was not perfect.
Yeah, but who hasn't done that? For example,
everybody's done that once in a while, right?
Just to draw a strange parallel, I've still not been invited to the M Street studio. So to anyone that's at M Street, a podcast village.
Rob's got his own issue. Rob's got to have him down there. Not today.
No, not today.
I'm looking at him today. F are you wearing today?
Yeah. It's a sweater.
Is that a T-shirt?
Charlie Brown's sweater.
Are you wearing a T-shirt under the sweater?
Yeah. It's a sweater with a T-shirt on it.
Could you perhaps find a T-shirt that has a neck that doesn't go down to your nipple line, for God's sake?
What does South of the Border look like today?
South of the Border? I don't understand.
Like, what are you wearing? What pants and shoes
I'm wearing jeans and tennis shoes. See? Long pants.
Are they white Reeboks?
No.
Are they white Reeboks?
They're Fila's.
Oh, those are actually contemporary.
Those are Costco guys.
So get bent.
What would you like when he is invited? First of all, I think it is a slight. I think you ought to invite him down to M Street to let him see what he's part of, which he is.
Unfortunately, we're full. We're all booked up.
That's okay.
For the rest of the year.
That's fine.
When you go in, you curtsy to Oscar.
That's right.
You bow to Charlie Burney.
I want tails and a top hat.
He says, congratulations on your election to co-hosting the Michael Maris Show, and you have my permission to set up a government in my name.
Yes. Well, I think that, you haven't even seen the facility down there?
He's texted me pictures. Never anything moving. No movies.
You've never been there?
No. I didn't feel it was right.
I got a tour.
How was it, Mike? Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Why would I leave my house what am I going to drive downtown to a locked door?
No, but I get it. So you've been coming this week is your first week back DC studio.
Oscar, is today the day? Is today the day?
Rob, let me ask you this question. Would you, when you say that, there's all truth in your humor.
Right.
Would you like to see the facility down there?
I've wanted to see it for a long time. Absolutely. But, Oscar, everyone's very busy.
Come right after the show.
Can't today.
I'll let security know that you're coming.
He can't today. Start the show, you ass.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, from New York, The Ed Sullivan Show.
Right this way, Mr. Sullivan. Okay, they're called The Doors, and they've got the number one single in the country right now, Light Your Fire.
Light Your Fire, is that it?
Yes. Now, they're not your usual group, but I think they're going to fit in just fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Boys, meet Mr. Sullivan.
Hi, fellas, just great. I heard your record. I'd light that fire.
Light your fire.
Light that, just
light
good.
My fire.
Great, fine. Just really, really fine.
The guys at Network have told us that they have a little problem with one of your lyrics, the lyric, girl, we couldn't get much higher. See, because you can't say higher on Network, so they asked if you could say instead, girl, we can't get much better. Can you dig that?
How about, girl, you couldn't bite my wire.
I don't think standards and practices would.
And you know, fellas, why don't you have a nice big smile on your face when you get out there? There's no point being sullen. You know what I mean? Well, so just do a
kind of sullen group, Ed. Well. Oh, come on, John.
It's just a word, Jim. Stones change when they played here.
Yeah. Why don't you change your name to, Sydney or Irving Manzarek? It's just a word. Hey, man.
And immediately following, or just following, the waltzing mice, the Maori fire eater,
George Carlin for Dirt.
And just before, the aerial photographs of Kate Smith, the entire female population of Guadalajara will run out on our stage and yell out their brassiere sizes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Mark Kaplan, if you're listening to my voice, I will be reconnecting with you today because I love our listeners because you support this podcast, the TMOS podcast that's been around for over a decade. We are so happy and grateful for all of you. And, you know, you have to understand, I am a man, flesh and bone, with feelings. From Columbia Falls, Montana, to Cambridge, Maryland, from Lucanbach, Texas.
Just a man, Oscar.
Point Harbor, North just Carolina.
Flesh and bone.
Hollywood, Florida.
Won't
Deborah
be
Baron,
Monday.
Ethiopia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now.
And, actually, I can.
Because he can.
Yeah. Thank you. Actually, I can.
And there's no need to be so sullen.
No need. How about putting some big, flashy smiles
big
on your
smile
face?
Big smile on your face, right
well,
here.
Now you know, right after the Maori Fire Eaters.
I love George Collins. God, I wish he was still alive. Dirk, we share that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. In the future, when wiser men than I discuss the pandemic.
Thanks, Ollie.
One thing they'll talk about is how the housing industry surged during this unprecedented time to... Mortgage rates dropping to all-time lows, housing appreciation soaring, and record numbers of sales contracts. You don't want to read about this in the history books. You want to take advantage of this moment in time. Other companies advertise ultra-low rates, but don't tell you that they're charging you a ton of origination points, Rob Spiewak.
We are about to sign. We have finalized our deal with Cornerstone. Joe Rogers has been fantastic. Not only are we going to be paying less every month, we got finally enough money to do some home improvements we've needed to do for about 5 years.
I didn't know you were in the middle of doing that.
Oh, yeah, we're about to finish
awesome.
Up. And I mean,
awesome.
The rates, I got to tell you, folks, these rates will not last forever because they're going to start adding on things.
Yes.
You need to act now. When I saw the deal they were able to present and how relatively easy it is to do the procedure,
yep.
We're coming out looking like kings. If you
good
don't
people.
Call them, you're yep. stupid. You're absolutely stupid.
Call them now. The loan professionals at Cornerstone.
Dumb.
Don't be dumb. 202-625-1221. CornerstoneFirst.com. Refi. New mortgage. Whatever you need to do, do it. Take advantage. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. So thank you for that moment of psychotherapy.
Sure.
I am ready now, even the week before Thanksgiving, to tell you what I want for Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. And really? Already?
Perhaps we could have some mindless fun and play a little guessing game.
I love
I love it. Who do you want this from? Santa?
Well, my wife, of course, is the only one that buys for me. Yeah. My son is beginning to ask. He asked the question. I felt a pang of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, is Santa real? I got that. And I said, yes, he is.
Of course.
I don't want to take away that magic. Rob, how old were you when you know, the hammer dropped in your either... Your mom.
Well, the discussion. Of Santa being real, which has been verified many times in the past, but I know that it was there were some intense discussions with my Aunt Gail that very, very much pissed off my mother. It was an ugly moment, and I believe
what year was that? How old were you? When
I was a
happening?
Sophomore in college.
Old joke, but we
I believe it coming a mile away. I believe it was Christmas of second grade. I think it was second grade. It seems to be Mrs.
That's about right.
Yeah, that's about right. But actually, the big reveal in DC is that Santa is coming to Tyson's Corner tomorrow, and they were very excited to put the talking head on the news and say, "We have some virtual photoshopping software that will make it appear that the children are actually with Santa Claus, who is behind plastic."
So the Tyson's Corner, by the way, for those of you who have not been to Northern Virginia, Tyson's Corner, very, very high-end stores out there. As a matter of fact, they have the kind of super high-end mall, and then they've got
the Galleria.
That's the original Tyson's Corner, and then they built Tyson's 2 across
Tyson's
the street.
Tyson's 2 is the she-she one,
and that's got your Neiman Marcus.
Yeah, Tyson's
and,
too expensive.
Yeah.
It connects, just to tell you how Tyson's 2 is the expensive one, it connects with the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, it's
that's how expensive it is.
That's the anchor store. Mm-hmm.
The original one, though, is a regular mall. But I have to tell you that at Christmas time, it is the most bat-ass insane location in the world. I'm sure big cities everywhere have their little mall areas.
Yeah,
and it's nuts. And I never went. I think I went there one Christmas. I said, I'm waiting for a parking space. I can't do that. It was like, and I'm talking about thousands of parking spaces.
Oh, and, decks. Absolute decks. And they'll shut down the deck. The smartest thing I ever did.
Not this year with the pandemic. You'll have a brisker shopping experience. Oh, man.
I remember I had my one guy. I had my guy over at Tyson's, you know. So that's back in the day. I'd never have that now.
I did one smart.
What's a guy? I'm sorry.
Had a personal guy that I dealt with at Nordstrom's that was my guy.
Yeah. Like
I think his name was.
Wow.
I think his name was Chris. And I went in there and said, Chris. How are you? And say, hello, Mr. Romero. Great to see you.
Concierge shopping. One of the smartest things I ever did one Christmas.
Younger, sexier.
I had some
fancy clothes.
I had some car maintenance to be done at a dealership in that area. So I went and I dropped my car off on a Saturday morning, took a cab to Tyson's, did all my shopping, and then cabbed back to my car so I didn't have to park there. It actually worked out great.
It's that insane.
It is.
So that's what we're talking about. So with Santa. Are they saying the kids can come into the mall?
They can come in and meet Santa,
but it's on the other side of plexiglass.
The other thing is that, you know, I don't know that they've got the plan all worked out yet because there was a lot of buzzwords. They were talking about, well, we'll text you when your appointment for Santa is ready. Santa is behind plastic. We have photoshopping technology to make it appear you're with Santa, but Santa's going to be there. And then he says, of course, with the big day coming up, we want to keep St. Nick safe.
I get it. Carla, just so you know, do you know what my wife's protocol is? Because facials are, you know, one-on-one, super close
intimate.
To people.
Yeah.
She has. You go in for a facial with Carla, and this is to protect her, but also to protect her clientele. Carla wears a mask, a surgical mask.
Mm-hmm.
She wears a plastic face shield over her mask. She has a plexiglass, like a square box that goes over the person that protects them and her. And that's the, so she has one, two, three layers between her. That's the way
you're forgetting a layer. There's a fourth one. She actually has a curtain like a shower curtain, but she puts her hands like a puppet show.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah. That
when
really
you get a facial, it's not a puppet show, Oscar. I would say more. It's like handling plutonium.
Right.
She has. They're big, bulky, plastic black tubes with gloves on the end of them that she put a la NASA, and she puts her hand through that and gets it done that way. And now she doesn't have the wherewithal to do that virtual robotic facial that a lot of people are doing when the hands come out.
Has she been in touch with the Disney Corporation to build an audio animatronic Carla?
Yeah.
Now it's too expensive, Rob.
It is. Oscar, it's cost prohibitive, is what it is. Yes.
There was a time where we were going to get that Lincoln statue from Hall of Presidents,
the old one,
at dirt cheap, and she was going to put like a blonde wig on it, take the beard off, and it was just going to be a very tall, long faced assistant. But that didn't work, unfortunately.
You know your facial's about to begin when the assistant stands up.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So my buddy Ole picks me up yesterday. We go out golfing, and he picks me up in the Todd Moore car. And it was
a flag on it.
So there, what's that?
It has a flag on it.
No, it doesn't. It's a Tesla.
Oh, okay.
The electric car.
Understood.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, he's a man of means.
Yes.
And he's and so it was exciting feeling the
powered
torque
by the
of
the sun.
And then his knock on the car was that its range is suspect. He said that's the big problem. He doesn't. Yeah. He's got one of the older ones, so it's not the same range.
It's like an iPhone.
That you would get. But the torque on this thing, you know, off the line, these are spectacular automobiles. Mm-hmm. So I loved the car. It was so much fun. And in my fantasy Christmas world, I said, boy, wouldn't that be? But that ship has sailed. I will never own that kind of car. It just I don't have that. I don't have that world anymore.
Well, you could. But you could get a secondhand Tesla for the price of.
There are other. Unfortunately, with a young one, there are other priorities the Omeras have to put forward.
At any point in your career, have you done the gift where it's a car with the huge bow on it that we've seen in so many television commercials?
I'm embarrassed to say, back when I was at the peak of my earning power,
the answer
would have been yes. When I was doing
that's
well.
That's a great memory.
But it was, you know. Foolish throwing money away.
It's nice to have had than never had at all.
The peak of my earning power, I couldn't afford the bow.
Well, you know what? It was, there was one time I did that.
Wow.
I did that. What was it? For Mrs.
In a marriage
O'Mara,
or when you're courting?
Probably marriage. Probably the marriage. I don't think I'd make that commitment, but you know, she cast a spell on me, Oscar. So it could have happened at any time, you know? I don't know. But as far as the more mundane and expensive gift,
yes,
this is not an inexpensive gift that I hope I get. And I'm ready to have you guess what I want, because it will surprise
you. Please.
And it's not what you would think I want.
Oscar, would you like the first question?
Yes. Is it something that you would buy like every 5 years?
No.
Okay.
Oh, damn it.
Is it something that requires either electricity or batteries?
Yes.
Is it something that makes noise?
I don't know, but I'm sure there would have to be probably a little bit, but hopefully not too much. It's kind of a hint, but I have to answer.
Is it heavy enough that you could pick it up with one hand?
That is a very difficult question, but I suppose you could.
Okay.
I suppose, but I'm not sure.
Well, that you know
I
what?
Really
that,
don't know.
That blocks Maybe me not. From where I was headed. Okay, so it's not that. Oscar, it's not that.
Is it musical?
No.
Ooh.
Rob's beer.
Man.
Is it, could it be considered in any way a collectible?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Is it, would it bring pleasure?
No.
That's a dumb question. Re-ask another question.
That you get another.
Why
question.
Would he ask?
Right.
Why would he ask for something that
joy?
Doesn't
what
bring
about
pleasure?
Joy.
Yeah. Also dumb.
No.
Dumb question.
No. Yeah, because I'm assuming, and this is a sidebar. I'm assuming anything that you're asking for is going to make you happy. You're not going to ask for something that's going to piss you off. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking to others. You know, I'm trying to figure that out.
I think it would be. It would improve. It would. No, I don't want to say that because that'll take you down. But yes, it's a.
Is it something? Have you ever owned anything like it before?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is it something you deserve?
That's not a good question either. These are say we're trying to get to the item itself. So think
is it
in terms
something
of,
I'm sorry, that Oscar or I would like?
I don't think you'd care, probably.
All right, follow up.
But I mean, Oscar more than you, Rob, because Oscar enjoys technology.
All right.
There's a hint.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
Oscar wants to know if it would make you happy.
By the way, I'm not talking about new technology either.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Maybe 15-year technology. Maybe 20.
Okay, great. Typewriter. Is it something that would make your life more efficient?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
Is it something that you would perhaps sometimes have to bring by the Genius Bar?
No.
Okay, so it's not an Apple thing. Okay,
Is it something that would help your golf game?
No.
Is it something that would help your kitchen game?
Yes. Since it's in the house, it would be in the house. There we go. Yeah,
I know what it is.
I have a guess.
All right, you go first.
Is it a portable ice maker?
No.
Is it a toaster?
No. Shut up. All right, time for your first hint.
All right, here comes the hint.
Okay.
It is. I think you would consider it a household item.
Ooh.
Is it something that helps keep your house clean?
Yes, it is.
May I guess?
Ooh.
Hold on, let me get the music ready. You're good at these games. All right. Go ahead, guess.
Is it a high-end vacuum cleaner? That's called a Roomba.
Wait, what happened to my... Hold on, play it again.
Roomba!
Rob got it. It's a Roomba. And I played the guessing game because it's a stupid thing to want.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
no,
an
it's
awesome
not.
Thing,
it's
especially not. With your house that is essentially one level. It's
Has anyone
brilliant.
Ever had one? Has anyone ever had a Roomba? Has anyone ever had one of those robotic vacuum cleaners? And are they
I've
worth
never
it?
Had
and
the
are
square
they good?
Footage to need one.
Yeah, a Roomba can do Oscar's
what
house
about at your mom's
in
house?
4 seconds.
You ever get one for your mom?
My mom doesn't trust the Skynet, so she doesn't want something creeping around her house.
Doesn't she Skynet. Call it?
So she, my sister has one.
Me.
My sister has one.
Your mom really? Calls it El Roomba Loco.
Mm-hmm. Roomba Loco. That's it. Are they expensive? They're pretty expensive.
Well, there's different
like
levels.
$1,000.
There's different. You can get one
no,
cheaper than that.
$1,000. But there's $1,000. I can't get it. They're not $1,000. I'm gonna look it
no,
up.
No, Brad. Well, I think they're my buddy Brad loves his, but beware, Mike. There are some
who loves his.
My
who?
Buddy Brad loves his.
Really?
But there is a there's stories on the internet about people that have dogs that have had the Roomba go through piles of dog mess, and then they pile the map of how it actually mathematically spread
oh, no.
dog do all over. And it, there's maps. It's fascinating.
Well, can I give you a little background on the Roomba?
You know what scares me? The first thing I see is save up to $200. That scares me right now. When they say the amount I
yes.
can save is what I thought the thing cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a little background while you look for prices.
All right.
The Roomba actually comes from military technology where it literally is taking the patents and of finding landmines in the desert.
Oh,
and
that's
mapping
the basis?
That out. Instead of finding landmines.
Oh, that's cool.
It's finding dirt in your home.
Mm-hmm.
The S9 series it's starting at $899. That is not appropriate. That sucks. Ooh. Yeah, boo them. Boo them till the cows come home.
I know my gadgets.
You do.
No, it's not worth it. I'll keep my broom. That's what it is.
You're going to go to a broom?
Broomba.
Roomba i7 Plus robot vacuum, the smarter way to clean. Smart, accurate, powerful, empties on its own. The i7 learns your home and your routine so it can adapt to your life. So it can adopt you.
Mike,
so
it can adopt I called you. My brother 2 Christmases ago and I said, my sister wants a Roomba. So I was like, maybe we can go halvesies with dad and like split everything up. And my brother, who's an anesthesiologist and, you know, does well, but is cheap as the day is long. He says, that's more like a husband gift, right?
Oscar's right. Here's the top end one. $1,079. That's it. Don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Give me a golf shirt. Get me a golf shirt. I'm done. We got to take a break. That's fine. That discussion is over. That's why I have these discussions. No. Not worth it. Not even the cheap one. I'm trying to see. What,
wouldn't you rather want a $99? Big TV?
I got a big TV.
Oh, my God. TV. You can get such a great TV for that and a chair to sit on and watch TV.
This is true. No, I don't need that. No, thank you. And it's clunky. No, who needs that? Yeah, do your own vacuuming.
However, Mike, if you've got landmines at your house,
yeah,
might be money well
spent. Military-grade technology. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Tonight, we take a moment to mourn the many legends that we lost this past year.
Blocked Island. No, it's not the home of a swanky resort. It's a place of shame and isolation from TMOS. You see, Mike, Rob, and Oscar are doing important work each and every day on the Mike O'Mara Show. Work that keeps America laughing. And then here you come with your petty complaints and criticism. Blocked Island exists to remind you that your opinions are meaningless and hurtful. So keep listening and enjoying TMOS every day. And if there is ever anything that doesn't tickle your funny bone or offends you, know your role, stay in your lane, and shut the fuck up. God bless you.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? Thank you very much. Appreciate that. That's great. Wonderful. Wind beneath my wings. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MyBookie. It's Thursday, and we're reading a MyBookie commercial. You know what that means.
Yes.
He's standing by. Late fall, college ball, the NBA bubble, UFC fight, all the great things that you can bet on. Get in on the fun with MyBookie, where the action never stops. Whether you're a first-timer or have been playing for years, you're going to love MyBookie. If you can imagine it, you can bet on it. And don't miss their huge casino platform. You get access to all the classic table, slot, and card games. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I guarantee it. Make the smart play and sign up today at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS at sign up to grab yourself a free $20 bet with your deposit. The terms are simple. You make your deposit, use the code, get hooked up with a free bet to use on anything at all in the sports book.
Nice.
If you've been on the fence about trying your hand at betting, this is a great way to get in on it. And since it's on the house, you can't beat it. It's officially winning season at MyBookie. Join in on the fun and win some cash while you are at it. And speaking of getting in on the fun, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to go to Pahrumph, Nevada, and bring in the resident prognosticator who has another book.
Oh, a book.
The man himself, the legend, the man who will guide you through the inner workings of the NFL. Simply the finest handicapper in the United States and a man that we are pleased to speak with every week. I give you Mr. Nicholas Diamond. Nicky, how the hell are you?
Very well. Good morning, gentlemen. Got the news this week that apparently every year Ernie hosts Thanksgiving. So,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. No, not wonderful. He's not up to cook, so it's all up to Chef Nicky. I gotta make the whole spread. A lot of pressure.
Oh my God! I had no idea, Nicky, that you were gonna be doing
it. Oprah Winfrey cookbook. Oprah. That. 175 recipes, not one goddamn turkey.
The turkey's
the
not in the
Phil Donahue cookbook. The Phil Donahue cookbook would have a turkey recipe. I guarantee you it would.
That's a Nicky Thanksgiving. That's exciting. And the week after, we can find out how it went for you. I'm very, very excited. But I would assume your love of football, Nicky, that watching football on Thanksgiving is a big deal. Is this going to kind of cramp your style? But I know you usually like to sit in front of the tube and watch the games.
Well, I do. But this year, have you seen the lineup, Mike? We got the Lions and the Texans. Which is the better afternoon game.
Oh, no.
Then we have Dallas and Washington. Take your mask. Cover it over your eyes. Stay real safe. Don't watch this crap.
Well, we're skipping ahead, Nicky.
We can't. We have to have Detroit and Dallas every year. We have to. It's a law. Every other league gets changed. But NASA has to stay the same.
I understand. Well, Nicky, without further ado.
Whoever's going to run for president, I'll vote for whoever says no more Dallas in the Jordan Thanksgiving. You got my vote. That's all I care about.
Thank you very much. Let's get right to this week's picks, Nicky, because I know people are standing by with their pencils. So take it away and give us the very latest what's going on.
It doesn't even matter anymore.
Nicky, right, cheer up, man.
I gotta make stuffing. I gotta make cranberries. I gotta make a turkey. I gotta make mashed potatoes. Sweet, but I can't do any of this crap. Sweet whack. I can't just put 1,000 fruitcakes out and feed this stupid family.
He threw a book, Rob.
I understand.
All right, let's get to it, Nikki. Take it away.
Jesus. All right. So, the Packers, the 7-2, and then you're fraud. You're not that good, Aaron Rodgers. You're going into the Colts. The Colts, they're favored by 2. They're going to win that game. I say it's a sure thing. It's the Merle. Bet on the Colts. F you, Aaron Rodgers. Done with you. You're overrated, okay? Packers, record great team, not so much. All right? Nikki, your diamond pick of the week, Daily Fantasy, Dalvin Cook going up against those Cowboys. He's going to light them up. How about them Cowboys? Light up them Cowboys. It's the diamond pick of the week. And then Sunday night, it's the winning ass pick, baby. Cardi B, Nikki B, duet. Let's make this happen, okay? The Chiefs, the Raiders, the Chiefs, they lost once in a year. It's to the Raiders. That ain't happening again. Revenge, baby. Vegas, you're going down. We're up. We're right there. And we're rooting for the Chiefs. Let's go, Patrick Mahomes. Let's go, Chiefs. Ernie. Thanksgiving, F you. See
you. Very agitated this week.
Wow, very worked up.
Very agitated this week.
That's, I think he'll do well.
Nikki Diamond, everybody already anticipating the thing.
Love
it.
Is
it Washington and the Skins on?
The Washington football team.
The Washington football team. Is it Dallas and Washington this coming Thanksgiving? That's
this Thanksgiving.
Neat.
Absolutely.
Wow,
this
that's going to be a ratings again, killer.
It's a winning tradition if they were winning.
That's true.
Well, they were America's team. They're not anymore. They're in the horrible NFC East. And, of course, I will be rooting for both teams to lose. That's just the way it goes with
me. What if it comes up a tie?
A tie would be fantastic. We have to take a break. When we come back, I don't know. We should probably get to Oscar about the COVID home test because I have an update on my kid's school that came in yesterday. It's a ray of sunshine. We're not going to be whining about the COVID. We're going to be actually talking about some positive developments. So stay tuned for that, and you might learn a thing or two right here on the Mike O'Mara Show when we come back right after this.
Said she loved me, yes, she does. Here we are, P1s. Come and get your cocktail party. Come along, my little ones. Champagne, drunken wives. All free on Friday. I've lots of lovely goodies for you. Naughty words. Mixed drinks. Maybe even ice cream. Treacle tarts.
Treacle tarts.
And ice cream.
And all free.
Come along, kitty winkies.
Kitty winkies.
Come along, my little dears. My little mice. What will it be? Carla? Shannon? Superstar Carrie? It's all on Facebook Live. Go inside, my little dears. And all free on Friday.
Oh, yes, sir. We're going to be there with the wifeys.
Tomorrow.
Very exciting. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Join us, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, I'm out in the neighborhood. And just taking the dog out for an early morning walk. And I see the neighbor up the street. And the neighbor up the street is wearing what could best be described as sweatpants, but they're more like jammies. Mm, more like it's just not a good look. And I wanted to tap him on the shoulder and say there is this company called Public Rec that can solve your problem. Where you don't have to go out of the house.
Oscar's
holding his pants up. Do you see those? What I am appearing to look at, that those appear to be, that's a great butt
shot. You've been working out?
Those are, listen.
Thank you.
You don't have to be sloppy to be comfortable.
Right.
No one wants to see you running around in your jammies, all right? Just get out there and get, it's a pants-demic, and the only cure for that pants-demic is Public Rec.
I stand by
Public
that joke.
Rec. Remember the name of this. They make leisure wear in waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit, and they're wonderful. Oscar lives in them. They're the best-selling pants are the all-day, everyday pants. Those are the ones that you're wearing. And they're more stylish than sweatpants and a great alternative to jeans. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to wear denim all the time, you get out there and you wear these comfortable pants. Great for lounging at home, looking sharp for work, heading to the bar, everywhere in between. Public Rec, remember that. They have incredibly comfortable shorts, t-shirts, Henleys, polos, hoodies, jackets, even golf wear. Public Rec rarely offers discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS to receive 10% off. That's Public Rec, spelled REC.com/TMOS, and use our promo code TMOS for 10% off. All right, I wanted to ask about the COVID test because yesterday my kids' school sent along, I'm working off memory here, an email to the parents where they are now going to be having rapid testing at his school, so that if a kid demonstrates anything symptomatically, they can give him test. We are moving in, I believe, to an era, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed, and I'm optimistic, and I am hopeful, that not only is a vaccine on the horizon, but we are also moving into the area of mass testing by the tests getting out to people. You were talking about an at-home COVID test that's available right now. You've been kind of on that for a long time.
Yeah, there's one by Abbott Labs that should be coming on the market, but this is the first to get the FDA emergency approval, and it's from Lucera. And the vaccine news is fantastic, but there is a lot of infrastructure, as you probably heard on the television, the news, that that goes into distributing these vaccines. And not everybody's going to be able to get them right away.
Right.
What's going to get us closer to what is our pre-pandemic life is having the peace of mind of knowing as within 30 minutes with an at-home test that is, you know, fairly reliable if you have the virus.
Right.
And this Lucera test will literally give you it within 30 minutes, and it'll be available to you within, it looks like, a month's time at home.
Beyond the vaccine, this is going to stop spreading much more effectively.
It's interesting you say that, Rob, because my question would be,
if people observe, that's right.
Yes, with all the damn dummy crap that we have dealt with that, do you believe that, here's the way I look at it. I want to be optimistic about that, and I want to say that, will people do it? It's the same way, Rob, when people roll into a Walmart, they're putting their masks on. I think it's common sense. It's easy.
Right.
And if it's easy and they get tests to everybody and they're easy to get, if you can roll into a CVS or a Walgreens and pick up the home test, or you can get tested at one of those, I think people would do it just for peace of mind. Right.
Well, let's say this isn't more about your individual choice. What if your work mandates this, or your line of work or an airline mandates this? You can't fly without one of these being cleared.
Yeah. Right.
So when it comes to that, it's the accessibility. Right now, I get the at-home test every week.
There's no negative, in my opinion. It's going to make our lives better. That's the way I look at it.
3 days is an eternity compared to 30 minutes.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And even getting faster. Sorry, we have a lot of latency today. I apologize. But go ahead. I interrupted you.
So I'll give you an example. CBS television, or we have a colleague that works at 60 Minutes. They, every morning before they get on, they get cleared to work, they have to log into their app. They talk to a virtual nurse. They take a thermal reading of their temperature. And soon, I would imagine that some of these home tests will be distributed to these this type of like home workforce that's going into the field, that then you'll take the test with the nurse on your app, on your phone, you'll show them it's negative, and then they give you what is a QR code pass to work for the day. That's how we're going to get there soon enough. That's a little more of an elegant solution for, you know, television work. But if you can do it at home, and that's your passport, not to the assport, but to get back into society.
Or to go on a trip or to travel, or to go into the movies, or go into a theme park,
whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And I think it's the key to getting, and that's it, making it the key to the door that unlocks the opportunity for you to live your life.
Right.
And that combined with a vaccine, I just think there's no way. And it, I don't care what your politics are. It's why I want to see the grownups back in control.
Yeah.
I want to see the people that are smart, that are rolling this stuff out, that get it to everybody where there aren't, you know, the time we've lost and the time we are continuing to lose with this lack of efficiency and a lack of is frustrating. It really is. But I still, with all of that, I maintain my optimism that these technologies are going to become more accessible. Yeah. It's just like, I know maybe it's a bad analogy. I don't think so. It's just like when you see a great new giant screen TV that is ridiculously expensive. And then a year later, it's cheaper. This is evolving all the time.
Your wife still doesn't get it for you.
But we have to.
Or a Roomba.
A Roomba.
It's like getting a Roomba that maybe would cost $200, which is what I thought they cost.
We need to remember one thing, though, because I think even more so now at the beginning of this, we have become a we want our dessert first culture. Remember, when this happened about St. Patrick's Day and they just flipped the switch and everything sort of shut down, even with home testing, even with a vaccine on the way, the lights are going to come back, but they're going to fade up. And it's not going to be another switch flip. We're going to have to be really careful. Even if we have a vaccine, we still have to keep certain protocol in play. Because
it has to
not
be cost-effective.
Right.
It has to be readily available. It has to be convenient. We're going to have to do all that crap.
And it's going to be slow. It's going to be painfully slow. It's not going to be a microwave. It's going to be a crock pot. Our reemergence is but that's the thing. We need to be patient about it. Don't think that there's going to be an immediate solution. But
the food that comes out of a crock pot is usually tastier.
Mike, I will tell you this, that when I am free of COVID, the meat falls off the bone.
Tomorrow on the program, can we have our corned beef discussion?
Yeah, corned beef corner.
I want real brand detail new feature. Because I know you make it better than my family makes it. I know you do. I mean, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
But yes, it involves a crock pot, a slow
the Sunday
cooker.
Dinner. Well, it did with my wife too. But the piece of meat that I bit into that tasted like someone's dead foot was not the best dining experience.
Do you use the Jackie Gleason Nothing in Common recipe?
Oh my God, it was just like. What is that? What died? It was horrible. So good things coming, I hope.
Yes,
let's keep our
so.
Fingers crossed and hope that our government gets out of the way and gets things done. We hope that is the case. We will take a break, and when we come back, it's more fun with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show every ball day.
The Lord loves you. That's why you cry. Buseyisms. A dog eating grass means the holidays are here. Buseyisms. A broken rake is a kitchen necessity. If you know the secret, Buseyisms. Hello, dear people. This is Gary Busey. I played Buddy Holly, but now I offer wisdom. Do you have thoughts you want to share? Then you should be a TMOS talking head. Just email Rob at MikeOmaraShow.com and you can find yourself on a Zoom call with the three wise men of TMOS. Include a phone number and get ready for fun. TMOS Talking Heads, more fun than a Cincinnati margarine rally with extra red hots. Buseyisms.
Thanks, Gary. Not sure what you were saying. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Features. I had to tell you something.
Yeah.
I have a sock drawer now that is utterly and completely dominated with Features socks.
Sure.
All right. I am talking about the brand new ones that arrived yesterday. Carla said to me as I opened the package, she said, "More socks?" I said, "Yes." These were the Merino Cottons that I wanted to get because I wanted to try them and see how they
yes.
are. I have the pastel colored multi-pack that was on sale that I got from Features. I have two, maybe three pairs of the Planters Fasciitis supportive Features golf socks. And I have the original Features golf socks that I got. The great thing is when they have the left foot and the right foot, they have labeled. They don't all have that, but some of them
do. I love that, though.
I have right now in my sock drawer probably 20 pairs at minimum of Features socks. Why? Because they are what they say they are. They are the best socks. And tell your friends and family that this gift will put a holiday jingle in their step, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean that. Features, F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S. I love this product. I love, love, love. Hold on, Rob. You know what Carla said to me when I was opening my Features this very morning?
Yes.
She said, you really are excited about this client. I said, I'm excited about this client because I use them. And I've been looking for golf socks. Golf socks are garbage. Yes. Most of the stuff you get at a big box store. I'm sorry. They maybe don't want me to say that, but these feature socks are great. What were you going to say? What?
I just had a time
I've been doing this commercial.
I just had a request. I was wondering if you would say the client name like Nick Nolte would say it.
Features. thank you.
There's, thank you.
Look at that color.
Oh, there they are.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Right. There they are.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
These haven't been opened yet. These are my, don't drop. That's another one that I that I have.
Those have been opened.
Nice. Here we go. Yeah. Features.
Thank you.
Features.
You know, Mike, what we need to do,
let's
upgrade you to two sock drawers, one for the left socks and one for the right socks.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. I love
smell of features.
New sock smell is amazing.
It's great.
These features, I mean, tell them, please.
I will.
And look, you know, I'm buying these, all right? I'm not getting them for free. I'm buying these. Yes. I got the socks coming out. What am I going to wear today? Let's see.
So you have no socks right now?
Shut up, Rob. You know what? Shut up, Rob. Just stop. Just stop being Rob.
Just can't do it, man.
Thank you very much. You can get $10 off your first pair of features just in time for the holidays. Go to features.com. I'm wearing my slippers, bedroom slippers right now.
That's right.
I will put the socks on as soon as the show is over. Go to features.com/TMOS for $10 off your first pair. That's FEETURES.com/TMOS. This is No Blisters Features Merino Cotton. Merino 10. And by the way, let me show you this feature sock right here.
See what that says on the bottom?
Ooh, lifetime guarantee. Yeah.
Lifetime guarantee. I'm Mo Green.
Hell yeah.
Don't you know who I am?
Don't you know who I am? I'm Mo Green. Come on now. Are you kidding me?
You know who I am?
You.
I'm Mo Green.
That's right.
News.
Boo. Thank you. Thank you, Carla. A nice little thank you, Vanna. Appreciate that. Oh, I don't have my vanity light on today.
And yet.
Anyway, Google just analyzed 9 months worth of Google Maps data. This may be obvious. This may be self-explanatory, but I think it's valuable. I paid attention to it, and it's why I'm bringing it to you. They found the best and worst times of the day to go to various places. Some of these might seem logical, but I just still think it's good to know when you want to go to places during the pandemic. Here are the results. Coffee shops at number one are busiest, like your Starbucks, on Saturday mornings and least busy on Tuesday afternoons. So if you want a quiet time for your coffee visit, maybe a Tuesday afternoon.
Or to use the restroom.
Exactly. Ew. Gross. Picture you ambling in there to Starbucks.
Oh my God.
Can I have a mocha java?
The chocolate croissant gets to me.
Pharmacies are busiest on Friday afternoons.
Really?
So, Friday afternoons, I wouldn't think that they would be busy. I think people would be off doing what they do. No, Friday afternoons, that's when pharmacies load up. That's
I had a different guess for Friday afternoon. I wonder if it's on your list.
Least busy Monday mornings. A lot of Monday morning on this list. Grocery stores, that's the one I pay attention to, are busiest in the early afternoon on Saturday.
That's what I would have guessed.
A Costco, go to a Giant, go to a Publix.
Yep.
Insane on early afternoon on Saturday. Least busy, early Monday morning. Didn't know when it was least busy. That's the time you want to roll out if you have the job where you can do that. But most people are going to slay the dragon, so say la vie. Restaurants are busiest on Friday night. Duh. I knew that one. The least busy on when you want to have that great meal on Tuesday afternoon.
I was going to say midnight on a Wednesday.
Exactly. And let me see. And parks are busiest on Saturday afternoons, of course, the least busy early weekday mornings. So if you want to go out and get your walk on.
So my Friday afternoon guess was the liquor store. I'm surprised liquor store not
on
there.
They didn't have liquor store on there. I'm sorry. When would you think? How about you share that? When do you think the best time to go to a liquor store would be?
Well, what do you know?
I know this is that they've amended the hours of a lot of the ABC stores in Virginia, the alcohol beverage control stores. Don't go Tuesday at noon because that's when the bourbon comes in and there will be a line.
Okay.
But,
Tuesday at noon. That's some quality human beings right
there. Well, there's a lot of people that are really saying, you know what I need to make this day better in my house with the round table and the foyer? I need some Scott Blanton single barrel bourbon because I'm at home pooping money. And so that's what I need. So don't go Tuesday at noon. I would say also avoid Saturdays. Saturdays are busy as well.
All right, calm down. All right.
If you were going on Tuesdays at noon. What was the last 6 months like for you at home?
Well, no, Oscar, you should listen to the show because a lot of fascinating information on it. I was going at Tuesday at noon to try and find a boutique bottle of bourbon for a wedding present. That's the only reason I went.
But still, the fact that you have Tuesday at noon ABC store time just blows my mind. I'm jealous.
You know what? That is one of the most dickish things you could possibly say. Because what you're doing is you're making yourself look good while making me look bad.
We're moving on.
I'm blocking you.
As far as new made-up dating terms go, this is a brand new one.
Okay.
Has anyone heard the term hat fishing? Anyone?
Mm-mm.
Hat fishing.
No,
when someone hides their bald head on dating apps. That's funny.
I like that.
According to a new survey, 21% of bald guys have tried to pull it off. About 1 in 10 people claim they've been a victim of hat fishing. And 40% of women say if someone hat fished them, that would be an instant deal breaker. So let me see. All right. When someone hides their ball. So it can be like you're obviously putting a hat on.
Right.
To exactly. If you see that.
I think there's nothing wrong with that. This happens to guys all the time.
Uh-huh.
Well, like, but you know what? I remember the first time I saw Jim Furyk on a PGA Tour event.
And
I'm just like, man, he's got a weird swing, but he's really playing fantastic. And he just won the tournament, and now he's taking his hat off. Oh, God!
No one should ever deny their baldness.
That's right.
Embrace it. I agree. If you're a young guy, it's losing your hair at 25. Shave it down.
Exactly.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Why go through the agony? According to an updated survey by Seton Hall University, 60% of sports fans say they won't attend a game until there's a vaccine, even with mask mandates and social distancing. I'm okay with that.
Me too.
I'm okay with 60% of people being smart. Among all respondents, not just sports fans, 67% are now saying they're waiting for a vaccine. Back in April, it was 72%. People getting a little more complacent, but that number's still not that bad. I'm happy with that. Only 29% of sports fans are willing to go now, with 11% saying they're not sure. The numbers narrow a few ticks if it's an outdoor sporting event. 50% are still sitting it out, but 39% will go if it's outside. 11% are undecided. Parents with children under age 18 were more likely to attend events than the general population. Why I don't have my kid in Little League. Right there.
You see it
they
all the
don't
time.
Give an ass.
Yeah.
They don't. It sucks. It really does.
I know that the policy at Reardon School is that if they have a sporting event, Donald Sutherland is going to stop donating his money.
You don't know that I'm a cease. God, I love that scene where he's looking at the headmaster. I watched that. If that scene had been an hour and a half, I would have watched it the whole
Me
time.
Too.
Where he's just staring at them going, you know what I'm going to do to you, putz? Of the parents polled, 51% said they'd attend events before a vaccine as long as there was social distancing. There are two promising vaccines that could be on the way. The best case scenario is for them to begin coming out next month. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Awesome.
First to high-risk individuals as well as medical professionals. Line them up.
Here.
God bless those people. I love that. So that's good. This is a meh. Ariana Grande and Jennifer Hudson will be part of the Mariah Carey Magical Christmas Special on Apple TV Plus. They also teamed up with Mariah for a new version of her holiday song, Oh Santa. I'm not familiar with that one. This isn't just a variety show, by the way. It's actually got a plot.
Fantastic.
Want to hear the plot? I have it. I have the plot.
Can you keep it brief? Mercifully brief?
Okay. You're going to hear it anyway. Right. Here we go. Here it is. Faced with a holiday cheer crisis, the North Pole knows there's only one person who can save the day. Santa's great friend, Mariah Carey. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Glad they're friends.
Santa. There you go.
Did you know, Oscar, that Ariana Grande has a big sister named Ariana Vente?
Did not know that.
Yeah,
did
Starbucks joke.
Thank you.
I get that. Now a little something something. Yes, Carla, I do cat stories all the time, and they all sound the same.
Cat.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, that's the running. That's what we call a running joke. All right? And right after that, we'll do another call to the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Oh, stop it.
Hit the sounder again. A Pennsylvania woman whose cat ran away from home 8 years ago was reunited with her long-lost pet when she discovered it online at a local cat cafe. Kristen Williams said Snickerdoodle, a tortoiseshell cat, ran away from her home about 8 years ago. And despite searching and calling around local shelters, she was never able to locate her missing feline. Williams said she was on Facebook a couple of weeks ago when her attention was grabbed by a post from the Scratching Post Cat Cafe.
Oh, God.
The cat, now named Maria, bore all the same markings as Snickerdoodle, as well as sharing her old pet's obsession with hanging out in sinks.
Cats.
Kristen is thrilled with the discovery, and Snickerdoodle told reporters, "I really have no memory of her, but whatever. As long as there's a sink in the house, I could give a shit who I live with." Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle. Yes, the cat likes sinks. Fair to cats. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll come back with the audio ball and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And it's no big Maddie Masiello.
This is going to be great.
Maddie, anything to say?
There was cocaine on the coffee table and plenty of seepage in the hot tub. It was gross. I am just freaking out. That is disgusting.
There's the little Masiello girls on the big green shamrock.
My parents probably care less than I do, like an a-hole. It was a crap shack back then. I think I'm going to need a couple days to process.
Let Maddie make you gladdy.
So I'm not on the edge. I have this crippling anxiety. Much better, even though it sucks.
Everybody's mad about Maddie Masiello, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Guess what?
What?
It's almost Friday.
Yes.
It's a dance monkey, kind of funky, drinky drunky cocktail party Friday. It's time to drag out our old ball and chains and invite you to our homes for drinks. And who knows, if my daughter gets into town soon enough, maybe she'll pop by as well with her boyfriend, Connor.
Nice.
Hi, Connor. Episodes where Shannon isn't... Oh, by the way, I want the wives... I'm not going to say this off air because it's too dickish, so I'm going to say it on air. We have a word with the participants I already have with Mrs. O'Mara. We respect the show a little bit. Can we try to do that? They teach you that here. Can we respect the show just a little bit more? If you're hearing my voice, Carrie, Shannon, Carla, just respect the show a little bit, please.
A little more detail, please.
Respect the show. No texting, no eating. Yeah.
Also...
Oh, no eating, no eating.
Yeah, maybe pipe down during spots.
Just come on, get engaged. We're working our asses off here, feeding our families. You know what I mean? Come on, for the love of God. You know, engage.
Engage.
Be engaged with the show. You got to participate, for Christ's sake.
Don't make eye contact with Mike when he's walking down the hall.
No, that's not the
rule.
You're
not in the spirit of it. You're not in the spirit of it. The regular show starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, and it's not going to happen. It'll be a cluster F like
always is.
And the bonus show immediately follows. I think I'll be drinking tequila straight without ice.
Yes.
It's a good mix.
The bonus streams once free of charge, but if you want to see it again, and you will, you'll need the Mike O'Mara Show bonus subscription. Every bonus episode we've ever done, unhinged, uncensored, extra fun, and no commercials. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and you are there. It's the best and funniest way to support TMOS. The bonus show. So come and virtually enter our houses and drink too much with our lovely spouses. Buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let's get stupid. Yeah. So we have to open the audio wall. Oscar, I want everybody to be like paying attention.
No, I agree with you.
I do too.
I've been telling my wife that forever. I was like, come on.
Can you hide the candy?
Get your snacks out of the way. Get your
She can eat. It's tradition. Yeah. Carrie can text. I'm in the middle of a bit.
Yeah. Well, she likes to text, look at me. Look at me.
Yeah.
Speaking of food.
Can you request Carla if she could please do the outfit changes again?
That was love a big that. Yeah.
Big
hit.
You know what?
I think she might love to do that.
Is there a way? I don't know how portable it is.
How about we do four costume changes during the 2 hours? Two costume changes a show.
I love it.
I love that. Fantastic.
Could the Mega Touch do a walk-on?
Too heavy.
You don't have like a rolling cart for it?
No.
Like John Pop?
No, I'm not touching that disgusting cigarette snot covered Mega Touch. Disgusting.
Oh, open it up and a pack of Marlboros falls out.
So horrible.
Horrible.
Stinks.
All right. We were talking about snacking and food. I love this notion. I mean, it goes way back to March. One of the symptoms of the coronavirus is you lose your sense of smell and you also lose your sense of taste. So a guy that had tested positive did a TikTok video. He was corona positive and it was just him with gross food combinations eating them. And it's so
I heard about this.
So
I never saw it.
Chopped a cannon with my toothpaste. The onion from 2 days ago. Balsamic vinegar. A little apple cider vinegar. For real, nothing. Nice lemon. Wasabi Oreos up next. Let's see what happens. Cheers.
Funny.
That's great. You have such a great
I can definitely
sense.
Feel that in the sinuses. Though no flavor in the mouth, though. Wild caught Norwegian sardines.
Keep in mind, he took wasabi and put it on an Oreo. He could feel his sinuses open, but right? could not taste it.
Nothing. Anchovies with capers. Mmm. Last but not least, clove of garlic. Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
That's fantastic. I love it. Yeah, a little humor in a dark time.
Yet
why
fun.
Not?
I do not get many calls from telemarketers anymore, so I don't get to mess with them as much anymore. But this is a thing that I like. A guy got his yearly raise of his rate to AT&T.
Dirk likes that bit, by the way.
He does like that?
Yeah, well, he mentioned that to me.
What? Odd that that would come up.
I'm just telling the truth.
All right. So a guy calls the American Telephone and Telegraph Company to get his bill reinstated to the lower rate. But this is a technique I've never used.
Thank you for calling AT&T. This is Rebecca. How can I provide you exceptional service?
Looks like my bill went up, and I'm interested in getting my bill returned to its normal price.
It's going to go up to 80.
Okay, well, I actually wrote a quick song about it, and I'd like to share that with you.
This morning I woke up to an email from AT&T that was bothering me. This happens every 12 months without fail. So I called up customer loyalty. Please return me to my normal monthly rate right now, or else I might have to take my businesses over to...
I'm really serious about this. I'm going to switch over to WoW if I don't get my service switched.
Okay, so Jake, great news. I was able to go ahead and do the rate you're at now.
Thank you so much.
Again, it's just perseverance. Go. I like the fact that he presented it with a song, but they don't want to lose a client. They don't want to.
That's fantastic.
Do you know how many times I've called DirecTV and said, wow, they're just upgrading the internet in my neighborhood? If they had a file, they'd say they've been updating the internet in your neighborhood for 11 years. It should be done by now.
Rob Spiewak, sticking it to the man.
So Saved by the Bell is coming back as a reboot. I think it's on the Peacock streaming platform. And to make it more modern, the theme song has been reimagined by Mike, you're one of your favorite artists. I know Buddy Rich is probably your all-time favorite.
Yes.
But your second favorite artist is Lil Yachty.
When I wake up in the morning, the alarm gives out a warning. I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner, just in time. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, cause I'm saved by the bell.
Okay.
Yeah, a little Yachty.
I didn't hit the explosion. Are you surprised?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Little Yachty is
little
a
Yachty.
Very popular like singer with the youngsters.
50 points.
And this is kind of cool. Everyone was in an uproar because the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and Christmas specials were not going to be on broadcast television because they were acquired by Apple TV Plus.
Yep.
Well, yeah, they bought the holidays.
So here's the deal. Apple TV Plus, that put them in a weird situation looking rather grinchy. So what they did is they arranged for an airing on broadcast TV, but very smart, it'll be on PBS. So if your kids want to watch it on broadcast television,
they still have a chance.
You're
going to have to edit this. Them. Sorry.
You don't like PBS?
It's not that I don't like PBS, but it's just so, you know. They just wouldn't do anything. It's suits.
You know,
corporate suits.
You know
put
who
it
would
on
love?
CBS or NBC.
Mike, you know who would love that on a... Love to see that on PBS would probably be the Royal Families of Maine.
Yes. I only listen to NPR.
Oh, that's all I listen to. What is that? Is that before or after McNeil Lehrer? I'll watch that.
It was NPR. Michael!
Would you like to come over for Yahtzee?
Yeah, we'll see you Friday night for dinner, Peter. Okay, very good. Michael, would you like to clean my toilet on Wednesday morning?
Bring your DJ outfit. All right, close with this. This was going viral on Instagram yesterday. I love it because it's of course, you know, my level of humor, but it's also old people. And one of my least favorite Southern snacks, the disgusting snack known as boiled peanuts. Have you ever had them?
Mm. No, I don't think I ever have. What do you hate about them?
They're just, the texture is weird. They're very salty. They actually boil them in shell, so shelling them is a bit of an issue because the shell becomes very pliable. Once you get south of Georgia, you'll see them in convenience stores.
Yeah, so anyway, I see them all the time when I'm driving down.
Not a fan, but anyway, here's an old man asking what's on the stove.
What's in this pan here?
Boiled peanuts.
What?
Boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts.
Peanuts.
Peanuts?
Peanuts.
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 Peanuts. Okay.
And then they passed away. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody. See you tomorrow at the party.
What's this over here? Yes, sir. All right. By the way, today's show is brought to you by Comcast. Comcast, making the internet faster and better for you and yours for over 1 million years. Comcast, if you'd like to have trouble with your Zoom call, make it Comcast, everybody. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying, so long, everybody.
Don't do that. Goodbye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.